This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Never hurt anybody. How many times did you hear that from your father? Yes, hard work. Well, actually, I think that's true, though. And so we're celebrating the workers of America for the next week. Next Monday is Labor Day. We'll be here live, Jay and I and Jennifer, for the Good Day program. Is next Monday? Yeah, it's Friday. When do you have to
Jennifer
not be here?
Will be gone. It'll be just the two of us.
Of us on the first. Okay. The two of us. Not a bad deal. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, the Super Blue Moon is a song somewhere, James. There are actually a number of songs entitled Blue Moon, I Saw You Standing Alone. That's one of them. That's one. You always laugh when I sing. Why is that?
I didn't laugh. I said that's a good one.
You chuckle sometimes.
That's a good song. I like that one.
Father probably chuckles a little when I sing Blue Moon. I saw you standing alone. So it's going to shine tomorrow night, and it's the last blue moon until 2037. Imagine that. Mark your calendars.
Wait,
there it is.
What?
You saw me standing.
There won't be another blue moon for that length of time? I thought there was a blue moon like twice a year.
Apparently this one is not. Is Dean Martin.
Or is it the fact that it's a blue supermoon? There were two supermoons.
Combination. August 30th, a rare super blue moon will illuminate your sky. Hopefully you don't have a cloudy night so you can see it. If you miss it, well, the next one, as I said, 2037. Last one. And it will be January and March of that year. So the two of them, isn't that interesting how that all flushes out? And how we know that is even more fascinating, right? When you get right down to brass tacks, who figured that out? Who knows that? But this big, bright, rare moon will be pretty exciting to see. And then you can keep your eye out for Saturn, which is in opposition to the moon. And it will be at its brightest as well. So you can go to the NASA website to check this all out. You know how much time I spend there, Jay, looking around at all the things that I dream. I do. I dream of going to these places. It's probably silly, but it would be, Ralph Cramden used to say to his wife, Alice, to the moon, Alice. So that's the quiz. James is at the controls in our studio in Dallas. So, James, do you know what television show that came from? Jackie Gleason?
I know.
Just say yes.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
No, but I know the quote. I can't place
To the moon, Alice!
I can't place the show. What is it? Tell me.
Call the Honeymooners.
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 I did know that, just in the depths of my mind, yeah.
All right, I'm glad to hear that.
Deep down in your soul.
Good to know. I'm happy. That's very good. Okay. So there's some actually good news for the newborns, families that have medical challenges with their children. You know how it's when you were pregnant, no man can ever understand this at all, other than what they hear from their wives or their partners, mothers, about what it's like to have a birth experience, what it's like to have a baby growing inside the womb.
Well, and even from one woman to the next, you never know what it's like for someone else. It hits people so differently.
Yeah. Well, anyway, what is going on? There's a new study exploring this new genome testing tool that is being provided for some to have more information about the baby so the baby can be born. You know, that's the most important thing, the birth canal. I know that my children both were born C-section. I think you had Mac with a C-section.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was C-section.
Yeah. There's something about going through the birth canal that supposedly is very good for your psyche. I don't know what, I don't understand that. But there are other things that can happen as you go through the birth canal that can create disease depending on where you are. You know, a lot of places where babies are born, not clean. And the first experience the baby has needs to be free of bacteria and germs and all that sort of thing. Because if, you know, there are children who will get something as they come out and they'll die. You know, four
or five. Stroke is a big one that someone can be carriers, and a lot of times you have to start a medication towards the end of your pregnancy before giving birth.
Yeah. Well, I just think that it's something we need to be aware of, that's all. Just I like to pass along things that are good for us to know. And here's something that I find very intriguing, actually. There's a new cargo ship. It's crossing the oceans using a high-tech sailing technique. And we're talking about, yes, a cargo ship. We're not talking about the Mayflower in 1620. We're talking about this commercial cargo ship called Wind Wings. They're large wing sails that are 100 feet tall, and you can add them onto the deck of any commercial vessel. So this is the cargo. They're, as far as I'm concerned, public enemy number one when it comes to food supply. They've got this ship called the Pyxis Ocean, retrofitted with these wind wings, and so they are they will generate fuel savings of 30%. They're putting them on newer vessels. Here it is. The combination of that and alternative fuels, a lot of diesel fuel is being made with corn now, as gasoline is being made with corn. And so cargo's using this as a PR. Okay, so that's, I don't really care about cargo, but I'm interested, fascinated, actually, with this vessel that they've retrofitted. It's a merchant ship, and the International Maritime Organization says that they want to try to put this on a number of ships as soon as possible. But certainly, they want to have it on 70% of all of their vessels by 2050. They hope to lower CO2 equivalents and keep... that's something... That's a practical... You know, I have much to say about what's going on in terms of what is the future of the planet. The future of the planet is great. Future of humanity, not so great. Because
definitely questionable.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I don't want to be a doomsdayer, but I would think that, you know, given the history of the planet and how many different species have lived here and died here and transitioned here, we're just, you know, we've been around 300,000 years. And so maybe some of us who I think, you know, people think I'm a crackpot because I say we came from other planets. But I think there'll be people who will get off of this planet and go someplace else and start a civilization kind of like what's happened here. Anyway, that's a subject for a history lesson. The Chinese and what's going on. Have you noticed how they've changed their attitude in the last few weeks toward America? There's, when What's Her Face went over there, Janet Yellen, there must have been something that happened. As much as there are cynics and the politicians say, what'd she go over there for? She's nothing but an old hag. She doesn't know what she's doing. Blah, 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 blah. Well, now the top Chinese official who is in charge of their economy and economic relations with our country has told the Commerce Secretary that he's ready to, quote, make new positive efforts to improve cooperation to reduce trade tension. One of the reasons that they're doing this is because Trump has threatened, if he gets elected president again, to really nail the Chinese.
Well, yes.
To slow down, and we have slowed down in our use of Chinese goods and services.
I definitely think people are more aware of where the products are coming from. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But they have woken up to it because they've got an economic problem. They've got tons of people out of work. They not like we. We don't have that many people out of work here. Over in China, there's a huge unemployment problem. The Chinese government is not paying its bills, which is something that has not been very well covered here. Remember, how many times have you have I said this on the air? The fact that we have deep roots, our economy is deep rooted. The Chinese have a lot of money, but they don't have deep roots in their economy. They have a 40-year-old economy. That's it. And so they're seeing, and it's kind of, I don't know, phony baloney, but whatever relieves tensions, you know, on one hand, the Chinese are rattling their sabers over Taiwan, or they're helping the Russians with Ukraine, or they're making this new alliance that, you know, kind of pushes America out of the focus. They want to use the yen as the currency instead of the dollar. So they speak out of both sides of their mouth, and therefore the question comes on whether you can trust them or not. Do we have a choice? Do we not trust them? Or do we use our heads and try to figure out how to get along? Or how to work? Is that a hopeless task? No, never.
Hopeless. Yeah, never give up hope on that.
No. Our political system here in this country is, some people say hopelessly deadlocked. I don't think that's the case. I think it's ridiculously deadlocked. And the egos behind these people, look at this dope. I like McCarthy to a point, but there are a couple of dopes around him that are trying to get him to impeach Biden. Do you know what isn't served by that? The American people are not served. The political realities of some egotistical, narcissistic Republicans may be served by that, but you and I aren't going to be served by it. It's going to cost millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars to go through this again, to listen to the rhetoric. Okay, so Biden's a cheat and a crook. Don't elect him the next time, because the impeachment, if you had one, isn't going to have any impact on the election of 2024. Just don't elect the guy. That's the simplest way to get rid of him. I mean, come on. The grandstanding on the part of those people who want to say, you know, the Democrats say, well, let's impeach Trump. No. You don't vote for him. You get him out of office. And hopefully you put somebody better in there than Joe Biden. There's a lesson and a half in that whole exercise. All right, I'm off on a toot. Perhaps I should take a deep breath. What do you say, Jay? Deep breath time is 18 after the hour.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The extracurricular activities. The traffic. The nightly homework. The traffic. The finding time to eat dinner together as a family. The traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with stay-open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with stay-open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
O'Reilly. Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Right now, get 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 23 after the hour, good day time. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on August the 29th. It happened to be Tuesday on the radio and everywhere else. Well, actually, no, it's the beginning of Wednesday if you're out in the mid-Pacific. If you're traveling, listening to us on K57 in Guam, you're getting pretty close to Wednesday. Here's the story of Selena Gomez, Jay, who apparently injured herself and had surgery. And then released a new song. How about that all in a day's work? We'll find out. I want to listen to this new single. We'll hear that from Selena Gomez after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I'm taking off this dress, trying on these shoes, because I'll be fearless, I'll be fearless. I know we'll be a mess when I break the news, but I'll be fearless.
I'm going to play the role of the old fart here and suggest to James and other people who like Selena Gomez and all the other pop music that's around today, it all sounds the same.
This is a great song.
You like this song? All right, crank it up. Yeah. Single tune, right?
Selena Gomez song.
I'll be single soon.
You already know the words.
I'll be single soon. Okay.
This can be your next karaoke jam.
Yeah, it could be. Right, exactly. Last time I did karaoke, it was with Jerry Springer, and we did Ebony and Ivory. A lot of fun.
Who sang which part?
He was Ebony and I was Ivory. So you can, and we sang. it was a Paul McCartney song, so you had to pick your... I think I started it, as a matter of fact. I'm trying to remember back. It was 1989 or 1990
to quickly tell the story for those of you who haven't heard me tell it before. Jerry Springer and I both were in Cincinnati. I was doing radio, he was doing the television news, and we became friends. So, and he would come on the radio program every Friday to talk about what was going on in Cincinnati. So, one day somebody called, they were opening a new beer hall, like Dave and Buster's or something like that. And they wanted us to be the featured entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided, Jerry said, let's do something like Ebony and Ivory. And I said, yeah, that's swell. What are you going to be? He said, I'll take the heat. I'll be Ebony. And so can you imagine?
Stevie Wonder's part.
But putting blackface on today, a white guy dressing up and putting blackface on, doing that at the opening of some big theater.
Wait, he actually did that?
Yeah.
He went all the, whoa, I thought he was just doing karaoke and singing.
No, he played.
Whoa.
No.
No, that would not fly today.
No. All right, anyway, back to Selena Gomez.
Oh, yes.
We were talking about Selena Gomez, who apparently broke her hand and had surgery to fix it. Under what circumstance?
She didn't really go into describing how she got the injury, but there's a fan account, a Selena Gomez fan account, who was talking about their new music and how excited they are and stuff, and she commented on it saying that she loves being able to perform with her friends, but right now she doesn't really care about selling the music or pushing the music. She just had hand surgery on an injury, and she's just focusing on getting better.
Huh. That's interesting. Well, listen.
As the story you just told with Jerry Springer.
No. We all have our crosses to bear. 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The National Hurricane Center is advising Tropical Storm Idalia is forecast to become a hurricane this morning as it departs western Cuba and then rapidly intensify over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. The storm will bring a storm surge to Florida's Big Bend and areas southward to Tampa Bay. It will hit an area particularly sensitive to high surge events. Idalia was expected to strike Florida's Gulf Coast on Wednesday as a Category 3 storm. Oliver Anthony, the singer-songwriter of Richmond, north of Richmond, has some words for Democrats and Republicans trying to cozy up with his song during this presidential election cycle. Anthony this week on his YouTube channel.
Because it's like, I wrote that song about those people, you know? So for them to have to sit there and listen to that, that cracks me up. I do hate to see that song being weaponized.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
No conversation is complete without your input.
Hello.
Give us a call. Chime in on the conversation. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Thank you for calling.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Working for the weekend. Yeah, I was thinking this was Huey Lewis, but it's not. Who is this?
Loverboy.
Loverboy.
Okay. Right.
And I should have known that, right? Loverboy, after all? Heavens.
Yeah, you should.
All right, after the last conversation we just had off the air. 34 after this good day, we're celebrating Labor Day for the next few days, because next Monday is Labor Day. We got the moon tomorrow night. We have Labor Day. Whoop-de-doo, and we have a hurricane. So life is fun and full of surprises. It's Tuesday, the 29th of August. So the hurricane warnings are out for parts of Florida's west coast. Let's see here. I'm looking at the tracking of the storm, Jay. Name Idalia. It's intensifying into Category 3 hurricane later before it strikes Florida's northwest Gulf Coast. That'll be overnight. And let's see here. This is the Big Bend region of Florida, the Florida Panhandle, north of Tampa Bay, and then it comes back down to Clearwater, St. Pete, if you know that area, Winds forecast between 111 and 129 miles an hour. Sea surge 9 to 12 feet. Unga bunga.
Now, is this just a little bit north, or is this this isn't the same area that Ian hit last year, right?
No,
it's a little bit more north.
It's north, yeah, north of there. Ian was more down Fort Myers.
Yes, yes. Area.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Then the storm will go northeast, heavy rain to Georgia and the Carolinas through the rest of the week. Oh, yes, and up into New England for the weekend. What we need in New England is more heavy rain. Yeah, that'll be fabulous. And separately, Hurricane Franklin, the first major hurricane, Category 3 now, will bring swells to the eastern coastline by the end of the week. Let's see here.
Okay, I have a question with the hurricane names, because I always thought that they alternate every year. It's a boy name, it's a girl
female.
Name, it's a boy name, it's a girl name, yes. And then when there is a significant hurricane, that specific name, and they go back through the letters, that specific name gets retired, and they replace that name with whatever that letter is with something else.
Mm-hmm.
But when I ask the Googlebot for an update on Hurricane Franklin, the first thing that it generates is Hurricane Franklin from 2017. That was the first hurricane to make landfall in Mexico, Veracruz, since Carl in 2010. So
right.
why is Franklin being used again?
That's a good question, and I don't have an answer to that question. You have to check that out on your own. You're talking... The hurricane season, which pretty much everybody knows, the late June to early November, there are a lot of different terms, tropical storm, tropical depression, category 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hurricanes. So the question comes, somebody sent me a note, what's the difference between all these types of weather events? And I guess if you go to the Weather Channel, you can look at the different steps. I suppose you can use any number of hurricanes. Which was the one, that started out off the African coast and then went to the Caribbean? That was like 5, 6, 7 years ago. It became a Category 4. That was what you're asking me. This started as a typical tropical disturbance. They normally form off the coast of Africa, and then they move across the Atlantic. They start as organized thunderstorms, and they usually the thunderstorm activity is about 100 miles across, and it stays together in a pattern for at least a day. And there are tons of these that move westward off the coast of Africa, starting with the beginning of summer in June. And there are, as I said, there are more than you can count. They don't get named until they show up in the, not the Caribbean, but in the Southwest Atlantic Ocean. That's what
is it Ivan? Is that the one you were thinking of?
Is it Ivan or Irma? I can't remember now.
What's with the I names?
I don't know. There's a lot of them.
It's like it's name a hurricane with the I name, and it's definitely going to do something.
Yep. Now, there are cyclones, too. I think the Pacific storms are called cyclones, aren't they? And the
typhoons?
Typhoons. Oh, yeah, right, exactly. But they're all the same. I don't know why they use different terms.
They're just they're all tropical cyclones.
Always have to be the same.
Hurricane,
right, exactly. And the reason that they may be more active, because we're in a El Nino, which means that the water in the Pacific is warmer. That creates more storms that go across. The water in the Atlantic is warm this year, especially off the coast of Florida down into the Caribbean, Cuba, the Dominica, and Hispaniola down to the American Virgin Islands. All the water is hot. And so that's where, if the water temperature is 80 degrees or warmer, look out below. Woo-wee! That's why Florida is going to get hit so hard with this storm, because the water is so warm. And you don't want to be in an airplane landing into this storm, because wind shear, I remember a long time ago, an L-1011, I can't remember, I think it was an Eastern Airlines jet, flying into Miami into a storm. Wind shear got a hold of the plane. That was the end of the plane. It was the end of the people on the plane. You don't want to be out in that wind.
Man.
Wind shear just kind of grabs everything, strong winds and heavy rains. So that's kind of, is that enough? I think that's enough.
Why did they even try to go through it?
They want to land. They didn't. They weren't smart enough to go land in Palm Beach. Instead, they tried to make it to Miami. Mm. And no, it doesn't work. Hello, that way. Okay, duct tape. Notice how that's such a smooth segue to something else. In addition to fixing things, duct tape is fascinating because of all the things that it can be used for. So I would like you to look up, Jay, please, and everybody listening. There's a fellow, a teenager, actually, I think he's 18, 19, who used 38 rolls of duct tape to make a dress.
Oh, this is one of those things they do every year, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like this thing with high school homecoming and prom, and you make your dress or your suit out of duct tape, completely out of duct tape, and then whoever has the best one wins like $10,000, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Should we have done that paper straw thing in the Farm, Food, and Family Report, or is this enough general information that we ought to pass it along to the audience, and maybe we put it...
We could do it both.
Yeah, I was thinking put it both. All right, so here's something. If I'm getting nuts about straws, plastic, paper, I just don't want... When somebody... I find it offensive. When somebody brings me a... Some waiter brings me a straw, I don't... So I look at them and I kind of say indignantly, I don't use straws. And so maybe that's a little bit.
I don't like when they already have the straw in the drink because it's already been wasted. It's already
they
been
put
used,
a little
it's already been open.
Paper on the top of it to keep it. Yeah, no, I think that's.
Well, not
right.
Only that, but if they just bring you the straw and you can choose whether or not you want to unwrap it and use it or not. But when it's already in the drink, sometimes, well, not anymore, but I used to feel obligated to use it because it was like, well, it's already going to be thrown away.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a fan of plastic straws, but I really don't like paper straws. It was one of those things of like, look, I get the need to reduce waste. And especially with plastic straws, metal straws, or any kind of reusable straws, 100% the way to go. And I think places should maybe start offering them more and just sell them instead of the straws. If you don't want to use a straw, bring your own straw. There are some locations, like sporting events, where they do not have straws anywhere on the premise. And if, like my son, who does better drinking through a straw, I bring my own metal straws. We bring his straws. That's fine. Yeah. But when it comes to the paper straws that just disintegrate immediately, like paper straws, not the answer. It's not it.
Well, apparently they have these PFASs then. Yucca bunga in them. So the various brands of straws have been tested. Types like the paper ones, bamboo ones, plastic ones, stainless steel ones. And the straws, the contamination... what's in these paper straws? You don't want to ever put those damn things in your mouth again.
There are
never,
more forever chemicals
never,
than an actual
never.
Plastic.
Right, exactly. So this is a conundrum. Why do we need a straw anyway? Drink the glass is there to drink out of it. What do you need a straw for?
Some people prefer it. For some people, it is easier to drink.
But how did
it
get started?
Don't
you wonder? This is kind of like one of those same questions. Who saw that weed on the ground and picked it up and decided to smoke it? Who was it that stuck something into a drink and?
Well, a lot of times
it.
With. Like if you, for actors or whatever, you have makeup done or if you're going to an event and you need to drink something, they tell you you have to drink through a straw, otherwise you'll ruin things.
Yes,
but also drinking through a straw, if you drink through a straw all the time, you are doing that same motion as if you smoke cigarettes and you get those extra wrinkles at the top and the bottoms of your lips, from doing that
form
of your mouth.
Sucking.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. All right, by the way, for those of you who want to know where else you can find this wonderful stuff, if you have any, there are a lot of cleaning products that have this stuff in them, but rugs, if you have wall-to-wall carpeting, you're really asking for it. There are some of the things you cook with, packages, food comes in, that sort of thing, so you got to look out for any and all of those. I just think you... Go as pure as you can. Just go as pure as you can. The Vatican trying to tamp down the uproar that erupted after the Pope talked about Russia and its imperialist past, having a video conference with Russian Catholic young people, insisting that he intended to encourage modern-day Russian aggression that he never intended, sorry, other way around. He didn't intend to encourage the Russians in the Ukrainian war. Apparently, you know, this happens because people love to take stuff out of context and stir the pot for whatever the reason. So the Pope, in sort of, you know, he's a gentle, mild-mannered guy, and he was talking about the history of Russia and praised their imperial rulers, Peter the Great, Catherine the Great. He was encouraging these people to remember the past and what it's like to be a real Russian. And so immediately the PR people went into action. Well, the Pope didn't mean to say this or to say that. Apparently, Ukraine is mostly Catholic, isn't it? I think it is. If I'm not mistaken. I think I think it is. And the the Greek Orthodox is important in Ukraine, but I think there's a lot of Catholics there. He was acting to try to encourage youngsters to be themselves. Look at the way the Russians used to be, blah, blah, blah. And so he didn't intend in his off-the-cuff remarks, obviously. How many of us do that? Maybe this is the approach to take. How many of you say things that after you say them, you say, I wish I hadn't said that. Or you didn't mean it the way that it came out. That happens to me all the time. You say something, and right? And
yeah, or you say something very sarcastic and joking, and people think it's real, serious. That you actually meant it and condemn you for it.
Right, yep. So anyway, let's pack up the extreme rhetoric and move on to something else, because it is 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices. But many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight.
That's the ultimate goal, for sure. You know, a lot of other diets, you know, even the workout plans. I know a lot of people are doing meal plans. You buy the meals, or maybe even injections and stuff. And some of that stuff you just can't maintain forever. The way Calitrin works is by rebuilding lean muscle tissue. It revs up your metabolism naturally the way that it did when you were younger. So you're able to maintain this weight loss and keep this weight off even after you get off of the product.
What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the Dog Days of Summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com or call us toll-free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from...
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Drama time here on Good Day. 53 after the hour. Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here with Jay and me to discuss something that obviously is earth-shaking because we don't do anything with Chuck. It's not earth-shaking, right, Jay? That's our pledge to him.
That's the pledge. It's the
M.O. All right, Chuck Curry.
Let the music play for another 4 minutes and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, okay, thank you. All right, so why are we playing music from The Fugitive?
Well, that's actually, I think that's the theme to The Fugitive movie. But this day in TV history, August 29, 1967, the final episode of The Fugitive aired. 78 million people, eyeballs, watched The Fugitive, the last episode. I don't know. I think it was CBS. I'm not quite sure, but I'm going to guess it was CBS of the three networks.
You know,
David Jansen
question.
Was a star. Richard
David
Kimball.
Yeah.
You find out who the one-armed man is, I believe, in the last episode.
That's right. 78 million people watched it.
Yeah. A good hook will get you every time, right?
That's right. Exactly.
But, you know, I tell you another story about big viewership on television. A buddy told me the other day, I didn't know this, but when The Poseidon Adventure first aired on television, which is my favorite movie, that's why I bring it up, it was released in 72 in theaters. It aired for the first time on this ABC Sunday night movie in 1974. 40% of all people watching television that night were watching The Poseidon Adventure on ABC. Think about that. 40% of all people. I mean, those days were different, obviously. Three networks, ABC, CBS, NBC. The world was a little bit more simpler. People actually sat down collectively and were geared or stimulated by the same things on television.
And all
very,
three
very
of the networks. That was before Fox existed.
Yes,
all three
correct.
Of the networks. ABC,
no,
CBS.
No cable,
ABC.
No streaming.
Always,
you heard of this thing
moved.
Called streaming, right? This streaming thing? Have you heard of it?
All of the networks had a movie night. And I'm wondering whether they wouldn't be smart to go back to that during the strike. Because
I think they did that during COVID.
Yeah.
ABC went back to a Sunday night movie doing some cool older stuff.
Well, a lot of things. If you look at what is going on, let's say Max, for example.
Yes. That was used to the HBO Max, right?
Yeah, well, they're taking some of the AMC Network stuff and putting it over, streaming it on
with no
Max.
Commercial. Yeah.
Yeah. And
that I like. I think, to me, that's what, listen, like, I'll watch some streaming stuff, and I like, I'll binge watch ER, like some of my favorite shows. That, to me, that's what streaming is perfect for. You know, we were talking off air about Pedro Pascal and Chris Hemsworth doing a big movie for, it's in a bidding war between Netflix and Amazon. It's like a $100 million project. Chris Hemsworth, who plays Thor, has done a lot of Netflix movies, taking big paychecks. And good for him. Having said that, nobody watches those movies. Nobody remembers those. I don't think. Maybe they watch them, but they don't remember them.
Memorable.
They have no legacy. They have no legacy.
Yep.
And we need people to go back to theaters, not sit and watch theatrical movies on Netflix. I stand by that opinion.
Okay. And now you're going to be quiet so I can ask you a question?
Yes, I will. Go ahead.
I have a question. Cool. All right. Yep. Here's a question. What cartoon characters, the voices of the cartoon characters, were married in real life?
I don't know.
Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
Really?
Voice actors Wayne Allwine and Russie Taylor were married. And
when?
They were both
long
in
time
the
ago?
80s. No, in the 80s.
Why can't we bring this up now? Why?
Because I thought it was interesting.
Okay, I got another one. This Sunday, 8.5, I'll let that one roll off my back. 8.5 million people went to the movies this Sunday for National Cinema Day. I think it was up like 8% from last year. The difference was last year the ticket was $3. This Sunday was $4. Having said that, it shows you if you lower the prices, you do get more people excited about going into a movie theater. So I guess that's an issue too, right? Prices are so high.
Where do they make more movie? Yeah, the prices are high.
The average price to go to a movie nationwide, I think, is $10.57.
Yeah, I pay $12 to go as a senior.
I think the problem for a lot of people is a popcorn and a soda. It's crazy money.
It's crazy nuts. You know, $6 for a soda.
That is a big problem. Yeah,
a small popcorn is $6.
Yeah.
And if you order a sandwich,
yes or no? Do you ever sneak candy into a movie theater? Yes, sir. No.
I don't. No, I do not.
Really?
No.
Never?
No, never.
I
never have. Have you stunk anything in?
Yeah.
What?
But you asked me about candy. You didn't ask me about anything else. You're asking me a specific question. Have I ever brought candy into the...
I feel like you don't even have to sneak anything in. I've walked in full force with my Starbucks in my hand. Didn't even try to sneak it in. Just walk
waters.
In with it.
I bring in a bottle of water in my pocket sometimes. I've done that. I'm known to do that. All right, thanks for the revelation, Chucker. You're all right. Chuck Curry here with Movie Moments and then some on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.